Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It all started Friday at Barnes Jewish Hospital.
Can I touch it?
Sure can.
Oh, for...
Yeah.
Oh.
Get in there, Dad.
All right. Glasses on or off?
That's assistant athletic trainer Dustin Flynn's young son Dylan saying cheese for a picture with a cup and security guards. Flynn underwent treatment at Barnes after suffering a brain hemorrhage in Boston during the season.
Came back here. St. Louis had a follow-up, kind of had a flare-up during my follow-up and readmitted here. So just thought it would be a good idea to bring it back to the floor I was on and let the nurses and docs that took care of me see it.
Friday night, the Cup took the stage at the Muni.
I remind you all to welcome Lord Stanley right here!
Then on Saturday, it was hometown hero Pat Maroon's turn to share the Cup with family, friends, and the community. With his son Anthony carrying his inline hockey trophy, Maroon carried the cup into All-American Sports Mall in South St. Louis County.
Yeah, I knew I'd always bring it back here. My uncle kind of runs roller hockey side, and then I got Greg Garsh, and Sean's been my best friend since I was 8 years old, and it's been fun to bring it back here. We're a rink where I grew up, and I just grew up playing in, and it's been fun, so... It's good to come back.
You just had your picture taken with the Stanley Cup. How was it?
Great. I couldn't have been more excited.
Unbelievable. It was so shiny. It was awesome.
Once in a lifetime experience.
Rachel, Robin, and Rebecca James and Alex Jones were among the lucky ones to see the cup. Tyler Solberger put his infant son in the cup.
I was a young kid going to hockey games with my grandfather, whose name is Jack Solberger. He passed about 5 years ago, and we had this little guy 3 weeks ago and named him after Jack. And the chance to see the cup with him is pretty special.
Then it was downtown to Charlie Cheetos. After raising the cup at the front door, Maroon placed it on a table and then shouted out some very important instructions.
Respect the cup. You can't lift it. You only can touch it. So everyone, it's a free-for-all. Line up, take a picture. We're out in an hour, so get a quick one. And enjoy, open bar, have fun, drink some beers, and just enjoy it. But
hey, fans!
One thing though, before my wife kills me, we gotta do toasted Rams out of the cup. So before everything, before you savages take pictures. We're going to eat some toasted Ravs. Lou, you should be on this one.
Among the first to eat T-Ravs out of the cup, Charlie Cheeto himself.
Look at these pictures. You've had all kinds of people here. Have you ever had a guest quite like the Stanley Cup?
This was fun. This was great fun. I was excited. In fact, when he came in and everybody screamed, I had a lump in my throat on the verge of tears. It's exciting.
Now, some of the biggest cheers and a couple of Pat Maroon hugs were saved for the Blues' number one fan, Layla Anderson.
Been fighting, and she's going to continue to fight.
Woo!
Once she's here today, we get to celebrate with her. So everyone give her a round of applause.
How was it to be on the ice in Boston and then to be here and see this just go on and on and on?
I mean, it's just an honor that the boys took me on the ride of their lives. And they took me on it with them.
And it's not over yet, is it?
No.
Sunday was video coach Sean Farrell's day with the cup, starting at Webster Ice Arena.
It's a really special place for me, primarily because this is where I learned how to play hockey. So I'm being born and raised in St. Louis, which, you know, is already kind of a special thing. We really wanted to try to give back to the community. We've lived in Webster pretty much our whole lives. And my wife and I just thought, whatever we can do to try to share it with the community and try to go back to the original roots of where I learned how to play.
Farrell's wife, Cindy.
How is it to have the Stanley Cup and your husband having won it?
Well, now I'm going to cry.
You want to go out this way?
Which I haven't done all day. It's amazing. I always knew he would get one. I don't know that he always knew it, but he's an amazing coach, amazing human being. And this is surreal.
Stanley's final stop in St. Louis this weekend, Del Mar Hall. Where it wound up on stage with the Urge in front of a few hundred of Farrell's closest friends. With the Stanley Cup, Brian Kelly, St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.